And now this is a dictation for Sharon, S-H-A-R-O-N, Carter, C-A-R-T-E-R, July 2147, addressed as a letter to Dr. Russell R-U-S-S-E-L-L Anderson, A-N-D-E-R-S-O-N, 875-8304. Dear Dr. Anderson, follow-up for Sharon, post-hospital, couple of weeks ago, presented with acute and chronic renal failure, probably effect of diuretics, did not require dialysis. Today comes accompanied with son. The major issue is now edema localized on the left side. Some inflammatory changes, no ulcers or weeping fluid, no trauma, no increase of dyspnea, no oxygen, no fever, stable dyspnea, no purulent material hemoptysis, no oxygen or CPAP machine, denies nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, bleeding, denies urinary symptoms, denies chest pain, palpitation, syncope. Medication list review. She says to be following discharge instructions. I'm going to highlight her medication for her psychiatry disorder. She was off Lasix, and we started back a few days ago at 40 milligrams. Back in May 16, we advised her to go to the emergency room to be evaluated for DVT. She declined. Next paragraph on physical exam. Weight 209, blood pressure 112/58, at home 128/78, weight at home 212, COPD abnormalities, still smoking. No pleural effusion consolidation, no arrhythmia pericardial wrap, no ascites, tenderness, or masses, 3+ edema, inflammatory changes on the left, below the knee, no palpable cords, ulcers, no major calf tenderness, 1+ on the right side. Non-focal. Next paragraph, recent chemistries. Creatinine 2.75 in the hospital was running in the lower fours, although this is above baseline, which is around 2.4 to 2.6. A normal sodium, potassium, acid base, a normal calcium, phosphorus, albumin, present GFR 17. Previously, anemia. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Acute and chronic renal failure, presently stage 4. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, prior lithium exposure and lithium nephropathy for bipolar disorder. We discussed the different options for dialysis, including the need for an AV fistula. We need to be prepared. We should not go into dialysis catheters. they already have done the pre-dialysis class and they know the different alternatives. Next number, present electrolyte acid base stable. Next number, normal calcium phosphorus, no need for binders. Next number, nutrition in the low side. Next number, bilateral small kidneys without obstruction or urinary retention. Next number, obesity, fatty liver. Next number, localized left-sided lower extremity edema, no prior history of deep vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism. She refused to go to the emergency room back in May 16, still refusing to go to the emergency room today. I requested if she's willing to do a venous Doppler. We are going to, she is okay to do that. We are going to arrange it hopefully today. She understands the risk of DVT pulmonary embolism and the potential need for anticoagulation. All questions answered. All issues discussed, patient and son, end of dictation.